I, the salesperson, am going to tell you what you need to know about making this sale or about choosing what you're going to do. That is a dictatorship version of a sale.
Welcome to Data-Driven Selling by the Sales Insights Lab, the podcast that helps reps and business owners generate more meetings and close more sales at higher prices. My name is Mark Wayshack, and I'm the founder of the Sales Insights Lab, and I'm here with our head sales coach, Coach Tiffany, and we're going to be talking about just a really fun topic, which is how to create immense value in sales conversations. So Tiffany, why don't you kick it off with, what does that even mean to you? Like, what is creating immense value in a sales conversation even look like?
Creating value is really all about this concept of helping your prospect understand what they're going through or their challenges from their perspective. And it really has to start with demonstrating insight from where you're coming from. They need to understand that they're in a place where it's going to be meaningful for them to go deeper and to answer questions about what they're seeing right now. And they do that through understanding that it's worth talking to you.
Let's not use a sales analogy, but let's use the doctor analogy, right? It's like we need to recognize that, like, that we're even just at the right doctor in the first place before we kind of get into like banging away on their questions. And I think this is like, so obviously we have like super old school sales, which was like the guy just opening up his jacket pocket and showing selling watches on Fifth Avenue. And then you had this like movement based on like the Sandler approach, which I thought was obviously a tremendous step forward, which was like instead like really getting into the questions and going deep and all that stuff, which was great. But I think what we've seen now is that like prospects still want to see some just like initial value up front. And so it's like, I always think of like the orthopedist who will like, you know, I had issues with my shoulder. And so the orthopedist takes out like a model of the shoulder and just kind of like shows me specifically like what arthritis in the shoulder actually looks like. And it's just like enough to kind of like be like, okay, yeah, yeah, this makes sense. And then he kind of goes into those questions and really gets me talking for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Exactly. And it's that initial demonstrating of insight that leads them to think about how they're going through it in their space. And then from then, creating value is all about walking them through their journey. How does it look from their perspective? Like, what are they actually experiencing? And really making sure that this feels like a conversation. I think too early, we think that sales is about demonstrating value by telling them things or explaining things or trying to explain to them after like 3 seconds of hearing from them what their problem is. And no prospect wants that. They want you to listen.
Yeah. I mean, we've got to be able to really get them talking. So we demonstrate insight up front and then we get them talking. We've got to go deep. And I think this is like a real hard transition in the sales conversation where it's like we're kind of demonstrating some initial value up front through, you know, a number of tools that we don't really have time to talk about specifically everything today, but like got to get them to the point where they're like, okay, this person has expertise, I'm going to talk now, and get them talking and go deep, 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 and like not be in a rush to get through that phase. Cause I think like that's, even we see it with the members of our accelerator, is like particularly the earlier members, is like they're like, okay, I asked my 7 questions and now I'm going to move on to the presentation. It's like they're checking a box as opposed to like really trying to understand the full breadth of the situation.
It's almost like they're waiting, and this is the opposite end, which you don't want to do, but a lot of people feel like they're waiting for that opportunity to start to talk about like them, like me, the salesperson, and what I do. And they're just waiting for the prospect to say that one thing that opens the door, when in fact, you want to sit in that room of like diagnosing their problem for a really long time, longer than you may think you need to. And what you're doing in that space is helping them to understand what's going on. There's a pretty good chance, if you've been selling what you're selling for a reasonable amount of time, you can probably internally diagnose them pretty quickly. But that doesn't mean that they get it. And the place of value is really cultivated and guarded by this concept of helping them to understand all of the different components that go into it. I tell our members that what we're selling, it's like two sides of the same coin. If we can get them to deeply understand their challenges and what's going on and build that value, then the solution makes sense to them. I think a lot of sales problems are introduced because people aren't taking the time to make sure that their prospects understand the first part of the coin so that the second part of the coin makes sense.
Yeah. So I think like giving a tangible example, because I think this is always hard to really understand. I mean, obviously we live this, so we, it makes sense automatically. But like, let's give, so just a realistic example, like if a prospect says something like a somewhat vague statement, but is like, we've seen that the market has really slowed down in the past few months, right? Like that's a statement that a lot of prospects might say in a given industry, you know, at a certain time or whatever. And like, I think like, let's think about like, what is like the average salesperson say in response to that versus like, what is the top performer say? And like, so prospect says, yeah, we've seen the marketplace really slow down these past few months. The average salesperson is like really just trying to be like agreeable and be like, yeah, we hear that from people all the time. And so let me show you how we can fix that, right? Versus like, what would the top performer say in a situation like that?
The top performer is going to dig deeper, right? And they're going to go, oh, that's fair. Help me understand what you mean by that. And going back to the not type performer, a concept of being agreeable, or I think this is where I was stuck before I knew better, not wanting to look dumb. Like, I just wanted to look, they would say something sometimes, something that would just be like, I had no clue what they were saying, but I'd be like, yeah, totally agree, 100%. Like, can I have my sale now? And that's not how sales works, right? You're not going to look dumb by asking them questions. You're going to look like you care. And just kind of having that permission really made me feel like I could ask those follow-up questions to help them go deeper.
Yeah, it's like a willingness to actually not always understand exactly what they're saying is kind of counterintuitively demonstrative of expertise. You know, again, like, let's just stick with that one example. Like, yeah, the marketplace has really slowed down these past few months. Again, average performers, like, just trying to be super agreeable. Yeah, of course, yeah, like, all this stuff. Versus a top performer, like, to just say something like, oh, it's really interesting you say that. What are you seeing right now? Or how is that impacting your business? Or anything like that. The ability to go deeper is, like, on some way, it's acknowledging that, like, you can say like, yeah, we hear that from a lot of people, but I'd be curious to hear your insight. But like, either way, like, it's still like acknowledging that like, you don't know everything. And it's like it's the doctor equivalent of like, yeah, doc, my shoulder really hurts. And the doctor's like, oh, okay, interesting. Tell me like, how is it hurting or something? As opposed to just being like, yes, it's probably arthritis. You're 42 years old. You played sports, like, of course, but it's like that uncertainty is actually demonstrative of expertise.
And attention to detail, right? I've been to a lot of doctors early on where they were like that. They take 2 minutes and then be like, okay, so this is what it is, because I was in a very urban area. And that was not fun. Like, it didn't feel like they were really listening. If I had any additional concerns, they weren't there. And then moving out of that kind of space, now I've had a lot more experiences and they're just like, you know, making eye contact, asking questions, showing those models. And that generated so much value. Now, at the end of the day, the two doctors could end up in the same place. Okay, your kid's got an ear infection. But the journey to getting there was so much different. And there's a lot less of a desire to get like a second opinion or like, did they really get it right, when you've got just that demonstration of value during the actual conversation.
Right. And again, the way we get to that value is by getting the prospect to say what's going on. It's like helping them understand their situation. Because I think a lot of times, like, I think a lot of salespeople assume that prospects know the whole situation and then they just need to kind of like present to that situation. But it's like, oftentimes our prospect doesn't know where they are versus where they want to go, right? And so it's like, we need to help them articulate that kind of difference between like where they are right now versus where they want to get to.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of times in sales, especially newer salespeople, will go into the conversation looking for qualification to be, does the sale make sense to me, the salesperson? And it's like, that's not really just the part that has to work out there. It has to make sense to the prospect as well. And you get there by going deeper. You get there by asking questions and going through that natural back and forth that happens in a conversation, right? You don't want to be kind of telling them all the things that are going on and diagnosing them super early. You want this to be a back and forth conversation where they say something, you ask a question about that, they go deeper, and it just feels more conversational.
That's why, like, I really am... I mean, I hate to have like strong rules about anything, but like, I'm generally against concepts like ROI calculators, because it's like, to me, that's like giving them the answer up front. And again, anything that comes from you, the salesperson, is going to be discounted anyways. So it's like, instead of ROI calculators, like, here's where you're at, here's what you're going to get, and here's like the cost of ours, so here's the ROI. What we really want to do is kind of just like understand the real cost of the challenge, or like, as we say, like, what's the delta, right? So it's like, you're at point A, you want to get to point B. In between point A and point B are a lot of like bumpy roads or wavy oceans. And so it's like, what's the value of getting from point A to point B? That's what we really want to understand.
Exactly. And I think one of the other problems with ROI calculators, what they represent as a concept, is this projection of like, I, the salesperson, I'm going to tell you what you need to know about making this sale or about choosing what you're going to do. And that is a dictatorship version of a sale, which again, might have worked a little bit more, like bring it back 50, 60 years ago, but prospects have so much more self-agency now, and they want to feel like they're in charge of their own experience. So think of this more like, less like you're trying to take control of the sale visually, like obviously, and you're trying to guide them towards helping them make the right decision. And a big part of building value is not seeming desperate. If the answer is no, if it's not a good fit, being like, okay, it's not a good fit, and being willing to walk away from that as well.
Yeah. So I think there's two critical ideas that you point out, right? One is like this idea of like being less directive. You know, we talked about this in coaching all the time, where it's like, if you're coaching someone, you don't want to just like tell them the answer. You want to lead them to the answer. And then, you know, the other piece is being comfortable with whatever that outcome is. If they don't get there, or if they're not, if it's just not like the right fit, then that's cool too. So it's like, really, I think both are critical pieces, right? One is like, again, giving them the space to like, let's think of it as like, you're building a road, but ultimately they have to drive down the road. Like, you can't just like attach their car to a tow truck and just pull them down the road. Like, they have to drive down that road. You're providing the framework to get from Boston to New York, but like, they still have to do the drive.
Exactly. And then you can almost look at like your questions, the back and forth. They're almost like the rumble strips on the side of the road, where you're just like, okay, let's guide it back in this direction and that direction. And that's where all the value comes from. And it didn't feel intuitive at the time. It certainly was a journey for me to learn how to do this effectively. But this whole concept of just getting them to see the full picture. I share this analogy with our team, with our members. They're going to describe things and it's going to look like a stick figure as they describe it. You know, there's a head, there are arms, there's a body. And I said, it's your job to ask the questions to get them to flesh out that picture. What does the background look like? What do all of the scenery, what is the person wearing? And the clearer you can get them to make that picture, and then you show up, and to kill this metaphor, you're going to show up with a painting you're offering that looks very much like what was in their head. They're going to feel like, regardless of what you sell, that solution was made for them.
God, what a great segue into the last idea here, which is about like presenting to their challenges. So I think traditional sales is kind of like giving a canned pitch every single time. It's basically like the same thing, or some basic version of the same thing over and over again. And what we want to do is we want to present, it doesn't have to be customized, but like we want to just shape our solution to the challenges that they have, right? And instead of just kind of like, here's the thing, and it's the same thing every time.
And that's going to, you know, again, going back to the doctor metaphor now, it's going to make them feel like you're creating something just for them, and you're really helping them to understand it. And I think that, you know, a space that we can take the doctor metaphor even further is that a good doctor is going to explain enough to their patient to make them stick with the treatment or the recommendations long after they've walked out of the office. And I think that they're going to get commitment to things because they've helped that person understand things and built value for themselves. It's the same thing for us. The more that we can help them understand, the better it is. I remember the first time I left a sales conversation, a discovery conversation, and I had really stuck it around values, around questions and stuff like that. I didn't explain and I didn't pitch. And the person left the phone, hung up the phone, saying, this was so incredibly valuable. And I went, I didn't say anything. I felt so self-conscious because I didn't realize just how meaningful it was that I helped them understand their challenges in a deep way.
I love that. Well, I hope that this starts to change the record around how to really create value in sales conversations, because I think the traditional concept is that it's like basically like having a really compelling tight pitch. And the reality is like, You can do that in a video, right? Like that can be like a video sales letter or something. What great sales is about is really getting the prospect to unpack that immense value. It comes from them because they can't argue with their own information. They can argue with us all day long. And so it's like, how can we really get them to unpack that value? Awesome. Well, Tiffany, thank you. This was fun. And let's continue to create more value in our sales conversations.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for listening. Want more tactical advice on selling? Register for our free video training on the 5-step formula to closing more deals without price pushback, think it overs, or ghosting. Simply visit closing.training to get instant access. That's closing.training to get instant access.